A decade or so ago, in reviewing a production of a play by Tennessee Williams, I quoted Steve Lawson, a scholar who has written extensively on the playwright. Lawson stated that Tennessee Williams called the theater, quote, a place where you make time for problems of people whom you'd show to the door if they came knocking for a job, unquote. It's deja vu all over again in a production of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, now on stage at Berkshire Theater in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. This is the work that Williams considered his favorite, despite the prior and greater commercial success of Streetcar Named Desire, and indeed Cat won Williams a Pulitzer Prize for drama in 1955. There are three main characters in this play. The first is Maggie, the self-proclaimed cat on the hot tin roof. She was raised in poverty and believed her beauty and sexual allure would open the door to a secure social level. She married Brick Pollitt, a star college athlete and the son of the wealthiest landowner and biggest cotton planter in the Mississippi Delta, referred to by everyone as Big Daddy. But there are a few hurdles in Maggie's path. Brick rejects her advances and relies on alcohol, too much alcohol, to mask his feelings about sex and the loss of his friend Skipper by suicide. There's also another son, Gooper, a corporate lawyer, married with children, and a wife who also has her eye on the prospective wealth and standing. Surely Big Daddy would want a major portion of the estate to be shared with his not-so-adorable grandchildren. All are gathered at the estate to celebrate Big Daddy's birthday, along with the family doctor and their church minister. The patriarch has just returned from a major cancer center and has received a clean bill of health. This good news, however, is not believed by anyone in attendance except Big Daddy himself and his doting wife, Big Mama. As the tensions, lies, and avarice unfold, we learn that Big Mama considers Brick her only son. The father similarly seems closer to him than to his older brother. It's a family gathering, all right, but we learn more about their dysfunctional relationships than their love for one another. The acting skills of the cast are apparent throughout the scenes, especially the performance by Rebecca Bookshire as Maggie. The drama is well-paced and emotions and dilemmas are clearly defined. However, to this reviewer, the production's director, David Auburn, has made choices that detract from this iconic theater work. I sense that he lost his grip on the time frame that Tennessee Williams was describing. The set is fine, the costuming is perfection, but the relationships among characters do not unfold as if they were once a close-knit, prominent, albeit deeply flawed, family. Further, director Auburn made a decision that the language needed updating, and he rewarded some moments of rage to include expletives that were not accepted on stage or in the motion pictures in the 1950s. These were jarring and not the writings of the legendary Tennessee Williams. Despite shortcomings, if you've not seen this play professionally staged and performed, here's an opportunity to get acquainted. The works of Tennessee Williams stand true for every generation. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof plays now through July 16th at Berkshire Theater Group's main stage in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. This is Herbert Wolf for WAMC.